WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons of strength, wisdom, and courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can feel like a chaotic roller coaster sometimes, right? Like we're constantly bombarded with news, notifications, deadlines, and expectations. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Well, that's where Stoicism comes in. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots or suppressing your feelings. It's actually about finding inner peace and strength by focusing on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think of it like this. Imagine you're navigating a stormy sea. You can either panic and flail around, or you can batten down the hatches, focus on the present moment, and steer your ship through the turbulence. Stoicism is about that kind of inner resilience. It's about living life with purpose, clarity, and courage, even when things get tough. And let me tell you, in this crazy world we live in, that's a superpower worth cultivating. Today, I want to dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you start living a more stoic life, one filled with meaning, strength, and purpose. First up, focus on what's within your control. This might seem obvious, but it's often easier said than done. We tend to get caught up in worrying about things we can't influence: the weather, other people's opinions, unexpected events. But remember, you have absolute power over your own thoughts and actions. You choose how you react to situations, how you spend your time, and what kind of person you want to be. So channel that energy into things that matter: your goals, your relationships, your personal growth. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever notice how easily our minds can race? We're constantly bombarded with information, thoughts, and worries. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of being present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, savor the taste of your coffee, truly listen to the person you're talking to. Next up, cultivate virtue. What does it mean to be virtuous? Think about qualities like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These aren't just abstract concepts, they are actions we can take every day. Practice honesty, act with fairness, stand up for what you believe in, and find balance in your life. Number 4. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. You know that feeling when something goes wrong? That pit in your stomach, the urge to give up? Stoicism teaches us to view challenges not as setbacks, but as chances to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Think of it like this: every obstacle you overcome builds resilience and wisdom. And finally, remember that happiness comes from within. Don't chase fleeting pleasures or external validation. True joy comes from living a meaningful life aligned with your values. Find purpose in your work, nurture your relationships, contribute to something bigger than yourself. That's what gives life real meaning. Think about the time you faced a really tough situation. Maybe you had to give a presentation, deal with a difficult conversation, or overcome a personal obstacle. How did you handle it? Did you let fear paralyze you? Or did you rise to the challenge, drawing on your inner strength and resilience? Now, imagine facing that same situation with a stoic mindset. You wouldn't necessarily be immune to feeling emotions, anger, frustration, sadness, but you would choose how you react to those feelings. You focus on what's within your control, find clarity in the present moment, and channel your energy into finding solutions. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. It's about choosing virtue over vice, action over apathy, and purpose over fleeting pleasures. So, remember these key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate virtue, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and find happiness from within. These are the building blocks of a truly fulfilling life, a life lived with strength, wisdom, and courage. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the Stoic philosophy and help create a world where people are empowered to live their best lives. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.